This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everyone. There is somebody who is very important in your life, and you probably don't even know them well. And you spent a lot of time with them, too, which is kind of weird. You would think you would know them really well. This is somebody that can really help you out with everything that challenges you. It's almost hard to believe that they're with you when you need them all the time. Sounds like almost hard to believe. And I'm referring to that person, which is you. It's you. How well do you know you? How well have you mastered you, mastered self? We're going to talk about that today with somebody who's going to reveal a lot. As a matter of fact, she does that through many different modalities, including energy healing, harnesses the power of crystals and metaphysics and so much more. So great to have her on. By the way, she's the author of Mastering Self and the owner of Infinite Healing and Wellness. And she is Colleen Brindley joining us on the program today. How are you doing?
Hi, great, Steve. Thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
So much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin because this is so big. And once you realize and understand it, take some time.
Right.
Life-changing in a very positive way, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And that's all of us get to a point in life where we start to reflect. We start to look inward. We start to investigate and research. And usually there's a pivotal point in our lives that drives that seeking. And so that happened to me. And it led me to Middletown, New Jersey, where I had the opportunity to open a magnificent center, a community, to have tools, modalities, but most importantly, information to empower each person to live their happiest, best life, to relate, love themselves. And I had to go through quite a journey to figure out what does that mean? Love self, master self. And so that is my book, Mastering Self. And to me, it was all about perspective. It was all about information, ways of looking at life on earth, but then how to take action, how to get in the moment. And that's really what all of these modalities do, is get you in that moment, get you in a state of peace, relaxation, get you in the moment. Because none of us really can repeat the past or know the future. So everything here is about getting you to focus to the moment now. And so I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to explore this journey with you. It's a very broad topic, and my job was always to simplify. How do I get, you know, in the moment? How do I get people to reduce stress, connect, communicate, make decisions that will, you know, make themselves priority, but not the word selfish. You know, how do I get them to balance who they are so that they have more to give and share and be less reactive? Because that's really what was happening is, and I, as a mom of three, was in that chronic state of reacting and needed information and tools. So this is accumulation of years of seeking, searching, and I'm just so happy to be here to share it with others.
Love your energy. I could sit here and validate everything you just said in my journey as realizing, oh, that's the way it is. That's why you needed. And it would take like five podcasts to do that. And pivotal moment, yes, set me on my journey, just like you. And yes, when that pivotal moment came shortly thereafter, almost as if the universe said, let me drop somebody in front of you, bing, that you need to listen to, which is exactly what happened. And, you know, it was a nice relationship with this person for a short period of time. But the message that they delivered was, why don't you ever live in the moment? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, you're living in the past. You live in the future. You don't live in the moment. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't even know. Took time to figure it out. And when I did, and it's not easy to always stay in the moment, but the realization was the past is the past. You can't change it. You can learn from it, but don't dwell on it. What does the past potentially bring us? depression, then the future, which I don't know if you know somebody, I don't, I can guarantee us absolutely, without a question of a doubt, that the future is going to be here, just what you think it's going to be. No, 5 minutes from right now, what we think may not be. So no guarantee, but that brings anxiety. So why deal with that? And right. You slice this moment right here. What's wrong?
Yeah.
Right now,
right.
That second right there. What's wrong? I don't know. Yeah. Good for me. Like, happy. I'm right. Learning. I'm with you. The self thing is so important. Once you figure out that we need others. We're social creatures. I get it.
Yeah.
We thrive on that. But we need us more than anything and anybody, because nobody's going to have your back more than you. Nobody's going to love you more. And isn't it such a cliche? You got to love yourself before you love others. But it's true. Right?
Oh, it's absolutely true. And that's really what I tried to break down. What does that mean? Mm. Love? What does love of self mean? What does it look like? And that's really what our classes here are about. I train spiritual life coaches to really break that love of self down. And my mentor, Elliot Eli Jackson, wrote a series of channeled books. And I use those resources to really help us break it down, love of self. And what we teach here is that we're a fourfold being. So we're in a physical body. This is the temple of our soul. Mm. We have emotions. We're here for all these emotions: rejection, abandonment, sadness, anger, love, peace. We have a mind. This mind is never going to stop thinking. It's ongoing. But we are a spirit. And so we're here in the physical, and we're energy. And so healing had to incorporate this idea, this understanding of energy, of peaceful energy. That's what allows the body to heal. So again, sound, vibration, light, information, the sound of someone's voice, their thoughts. You know, this topic goes on and on and on. And so I've been training people to work with and spread peace. But what does that look like? We're on earth, right? We're in a place of stress. So by having detox services, we get people to sit quiet, 30 minutes to an hour, sitting quiet with yourself. When you truly love yourself and know your worth, you give time to yourself. So that was one of the first components that I said, as a mom, you know, a professional, a family, rarely did I give time to self. I wasn't exercising, you know, prayer, meditation. Those were foreign words to me. And they were scary. Meditation, what does that mean? So I redefined things as sitting quiet. We're never going to stop our thoughts, our brains, our personalities, you know, but we're wired exactly for what we came to accomplish. I started as a high school math teacher, math.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, how is this helping anybody? What is this? But I loved behaviors. I loved people. I love relating. And math was one of those topics that there was great resistance to, but they needed it to graduate. So I really started to look at motivation. What motivates somebody? How do we get somebody to be their best? Having three kids, I became a counselor because I needed to understand, to have more information, went into counseling. And even that, there's so many great counselors and helping people get in the moment, but it still wasn't enough. And so I, again, continued this search of stress reduction, relief. How do we get people to love themselves? And what does that look like? And so the journey continued. And I have to say, my daughter was a pivotal part of all of this. She was always very sensitive, a rash, a reaction, a stomach ache. So it really pushed me to investigate alternatives, but also conventional methods of healing. And I'm not against anything. If it works, you need evidence, go with it. But fortunately or unfortunately, my family needed even more. And she reacted very well to energy work. And so that's this whole other world I was so uneducated about. I heard about exercise. Was I doing it? No. know about prayer, touched on meditation, but I really wasn't using those tools. But my daughter really pushed me to start to say, okay, I have to use new tools. What's out there? Mm. And so I found I wanted to give people a menu, because what works for one person may not work for another. We have to cut through the language. What are we all talking about when we use the word spiritual? And so again, there's all these broad topics that my background didn't give me the answers. And so more research, more investigating, and finally opening a place where people can have these conversations, stress reduction, spiritual being, 32 layers of energy. What is that? Why do tuning forks support people going through addiction, cancer? Why does my stomach ache feel better using light and sound? So I wanted people to experiment and have a place to go to have these conversations that aren't too woohoo. You know, this is all about love of self. This is all about how do I care for myself so I can care for my family, my friends, my community, my world. But again, we all come back to self. Mm. And so how do we balance that self has been my repeated question that has driven me for the past 5.5 years.
My journey's 5 also. How weird. There's no coincidences.
No coincidences.
There are. I believe there are coincidental incidents.
Yeah.
So the self thing, do you feel mm-hmm. that many of us don't focus on us, even self-care, you know, even yeah. just something as simple as going to the gym and some other things that we can do, taking a walk, maybe going to get your nails done, whatever it might be. A lot of times we're not doing that because we feel guilty or we don't deserve.
Well, and I think that's the root of things. You know, we've had this kind of always having to prove my worth. I'm not good enough. You know, there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of, I was brought up, you know, you do for others, you know, so I would do for someone first before taking that time for myself. And so I wanted to, time is a big factor for all of us, you know. And so how do we consistently get people to practice self-love? What can they do to raise their vibration, right? And so to me, raise your vibration means spending time with self, peaceful environment, releasing worry, stress, all those emotions. And so we need simple practices because we do have busy lives. And so I found if I encourage people to wake up and give gratitude instantly, the scales have tipped. Now I'm into a positive vibration. I'm not into what do I have to do, my worry, my stress. And so again, we had to give people very concrete, simple tools to start their day. Sitting quiet is a process of releasing all that tension and stress. But again, I wasn't doing those practices. I didn't really see or know the benefit or anyone that was doing it. So I think, again, it comes back to being the example for others. And so when there's chaos, confusion, stress, can I stay in a regulated state? Can I stay peaceful? Can I not react and join the anger, join the worry, knowing everything's going to work out fine? Requires great faith to really believe in the most positive outcome. And so I had to even investigate, what does the word healing mean? And to me, it means moving through these experiences and emotions in a regulated manner, not jumping into any type of energy that's going to add to the chaos, the confusion, adding to mass consciousness of this turmoil. And so really, it takes great practices, but not a lot of time, you know. So when I know I'm worthy, I take that time for myself to create that peaceful energy so I can enter the world and connect with all people. don't believe anybody's good or bad. I believe that there's certain energies that get stuck. We get stuck in that worry. We get stuck in that past. And so if we can assist others in releasing that and moving through it, their body can heal, right? So a lot of their physical symptoms are a product of these built up emotions and energy and rethinking things. Because when we talk about something, the body doesn't always know if it happened in the past or it's happening again now. So I had to really help people and myself first process my past, my daughter's sickness experiences. As a parent, I didn't have the answers, the information. But my one thing is to never give up. And so everything works temporarily, but sometimes we need a little more detox. Sometimes we need a little more relaxation. Sometimes we need more exercise. So since we are all unique, we need to each work individually and assist others in finding that prescription. And so our prescription here is movement. We have to get people moving. We have to get them quieting their mind. We have to get them processing emotions and then understanding this concept of energy and love. What does love look like? And so that's what we work really hard here each day. And it might even just start with a simple detox. Might just start with getting somebody to sit quiet and release all that pent up emotion. We have an ionic foot detox. We have an infrared sauna, Himalayan salt cave, amethyst biomats. And they're all designed for this gentle detox, getting people to sit quiet, to breathe, relax, get in the moment. And so when people are in a relaxed state, they can almost hear new information. They can shift their perspective from this chaos, confusion, turbulent energy into, oh, everything's going to be okay. And that's really how we found most success, is to get people into this different vibration, this understanding energy. But again, it goes back to the word love. How much do I love myself? Will I give myself that time to detox and not keep repeating thought patterns and behaviors that aren't adding to that peaceful stress relief nature that I need to be in so my body can reset, regenerate, and heal?
There's so many components here. I'm so excited. I like, it's like, let's talk about that one. Let's talk about that one.
I know.
Because they all help. And do you find, well, let's go back to just sitting in silence and thinking, or just sitting and doing nothing. It's so beneficial. I did it yesterday morning for about an hour, laying in bed, first woke up. And I understand that that's when you're most open to receiving information that may come your way. And also right before bed, you got clarity, calmness. I know somebody who works in the medical field, high degrees, all of that. He every day spends 1 hour minimum meditating, i.e. just sitting doing nothing every single day. And I say, well, all right, what if you don't? He goes, I try not 1 day, 2 days. And he goes, my day is off. It's just off. Right. Like, he just gets clarity. What was the pivotal moment where you realized, maybe 5 years ago, whenever, that this stuff works in terms of calming you, resetting you, getting you where you need to be, where you feel like you're more you?
Well, and I think, again, I have a daughter. She's an acupuncturist now, very healthy, well. But when I would able to watch, when I didn't do what I needed to do and I wasn't relaxed or in a relaxed state, she would be more reactive. If she didn't use the tools, and again, we start with gratitude and then our meditation. And we found if we kept our eyes open during our quiet time, 30 minutes to an hour, because the brain can't go as fast when the eyes are focusing. So we kept our eyes open and moved our eyes and focused, looked around the room, and the brain waves would slow down. And we would almost sigh, release, sometimes cry. But that process of releasing early in the day really started to neutralize us so we can handle anything.
So I want to make sure I heard you right. I will sit in silence and think with my eyes closed. All good. But yeah. I have to tell you, for me, sometimes more beneficial when I just stare at something, lock in on it, and then in a few seconds, I'm not even there. My eyes are open. I'm looking. Right. I was at the gym a few weeks ago, and I was doing extensions. But you're on the, you know, simple piece of equipment, and you're just, you know, working your back, whatever. And I just, nothing bad going on. I was like, eh. So I stare at a bolt on the machine in front of me.
Yeah.
I was transported somewhere. I don't know. And then I found myself almost like looking above myself down doing that workout. And then magic happened. I poured it on. Like, I'm like super person, like, like, I don't even know I'm doing it. What am I doing? What's going on here? This is the weirdest experience. It's profound when you realize stuff like that, where, you know, and why was that so much better? Because I believe when I was doing that workout, I was in my head. I think I'm getting tired. I got to get to work, blah, 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 blah. This took me away from all of it, where I didn't even know I was working out. That was fantastic. I don't know, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Well, and I think that's the key, right? So we're either in our mind or in our spirit, our heart. And so when we do that releasing, when we focus and disconnect from the mind, we're in our highest self. And so that's really the whole premise here, is to get everybody in their highest self. Their highest self doesn't need competition, doesn't need to fight. Your higher self knows that you're perfect, knows your imperfection, knows you're worthy, knows that your soul has a plan, that there's a script. And so when we disconnect from what the mind is defining as success, being good enough, proving yourself. So again, everything we're doing here is to get people in their highest self, that they know they're worthy. They take time for themselves.
Yep.
And there's perfect health. If you're a spirit, 32 layers of energy, there's not this distress. There's not this frustration, anger, because you can move through it quicker. Earth is a place of emotions. So we are going to all experience every emotion. You know, I always tell this story. My grandmother was literally born in a house, put in a basket on the firehouse doorstep with a note, you know, not to be adopted. Now, our mind would say, this is terrible. This is horrific. Who does this? A spirit will say, no. A spirit wants to experience rejection and abandonment, because now, having that experience, my grandmother had 10 children, loving, nurturing home, family. So without the experience of abandonment, she may never have created that loving family of 10 children. So I believe everything has reason and purpose. We need contrast. We need to grow. We explore through these emotions. But if I can get people in the moment into their higher self, they can release that anger, that frustration about parents, siblings, you know, relationships, because they're only hurt you when you stay stuck in them.
100%. And it's realizing the answers around you. We're out of time. I'm detecting that you feel like I do, where you need an answer. You already have it.
Right. Yes.
It's in you. Just like with your grandmother, you know, if some could look at that like, oh my God, no, the answer's there. It's, you know, whatever you need, you just need to listen. Unfortunately, we got all this other stuff around us. We're not listening. So wonderful talking with you and meeting you. You do a lot of work in your wellness center, but you can also do things virtually, energy healing and sound. Best way to reach you, what's your website?
Yeah, infinitehealingandhealth.com. And, you know, services are there, connections, information, but certainly reach out with questions. Would love to help people. That's what we're here to do, to get you in the moment with a lot of love and compassion.
You found your purpose. It started with math, and this is where it is. So much more to talk about next time we get together. Just, again, I don't want to just say this because we're here today, but it took me 5 years and hosting thousands of podcasts to learn all this stuff. And it comes with one person, that's you. Everything you've said, I'm checking boxes in my mind. Yeah, I learned that from somebody, learned that from somebody. Everything, it's coming from one person, you.
It's all here. We're all here, and that's what we're here to share.
Yeah.
Connect, create a community of like-minded people who just want to spread love, peace, happiness. And how do you get there? And that's what we're here to do.
And I understand it can be woo for some, but keep an open mind and at the very least, get in touch with you. Who are you? Are you really, do you really know? Find out. Colleen, thank you for today. Looking forward next time we get together.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.